By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's begin Allahu Akbar by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. And remember, my dear viewers, whilst the Quran is being recited, it is very important for us to give our full attention to the glorious Quran. So let's inshallah start our day by listening to the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Zalika min anba'il ghayb nuhihi.
ये गैब की खबरें हैं कि हम खुफिया तौर पर तुम्हें बताते हैं.
وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ.
और तुम उनके पास न थे जब वो अपनी कलमों से कुरआ डालते थे कि मरियम किसकी परवरिश में रहें. और तुम उनके पास न थे जब वो झगड़ रहे थे.
इन قالتिल मलाइकातु या मरियम इन अल्लाह युबशिरुक बिकलिमतिन मिनहु स्मुहुल मसीह ईसा बिन मरियम वजीहा फिद दुनिया वल आखिरत व मिनल मुकर्रबीन.
और याद करो जब फरिश्तों ने मरियम से कहा, ए मरियम, अल्लाह तुझे बिशारत देता है अपने पास से एक कलमे की जिसका नाम है मसीह ईसा, मरियम का बेटा, रूदार होगा दुनिया और आखिरत में और कुर्ब वाला.
وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
और लोगों से बात करेगा पालने यानी झूले में और पक्की उम्र में और खासों में होगा.
قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر.
بولی, اے میرے رب, میرے بچہ کہاں سے ہوگا, مجھے تو کسی شخص نے ہاتھ نہ لگایا.
قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون.
فرمایا, اللہ یوں ہی پیدا کرتا ہے جو چاہے, جب کسی کام کا حکم فرمائے تو اس سے یہی کہتا ہے کہ ہو جا, وہ فوراً ہو جاتا ہے.
وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنجِيلَ.
اور اللہ اسے سکھائے گا کتاب اور حکمت اور توریت اور انجیل.
وَرَسُولًا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ.
اور رسول ہوگا بنی اسرائیل کی طرف یہ فرماتا ہوا کہ میں تمہارے پاس ایک نشانی لایا ہوں.
انی اخلق لکم من الطین کہیئت الطیر فانفخ فیہ فیکون طیرا بإذن اللہ.
تمہارے رب کی طرف سے کہ میں تمہارے لیے مٹی سے پرند کی سی مورت بناتا ہوں, پھر اس میں پھونک مارتا ہوں تو وہ فوراً پرند ہو جاتی ہے اللہ کے حکم سے.
وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
اور میں شفا دیتا ہوں مادرزاد اندھے اور سفید یعنی سفید داغ والے کو، اور میں مردے جلاتا یعنی زندہ کرتا ہوں اللہ کے حکم سے، اور تمہیں بتاتا ہوں جو تم کھاتے اور جو اپنے گھروں میں جمع کر رکھتے ہو، بے شک ان باتوں میں تمہارے لیے بڑی نشانی ہے اگر تم ایمان رکھتے ہو.
ومصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ولأحل لكم بعض الذي حرم عليكم وجئتكم بآية من ربكم فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
اور تصدیق کرتا آیا ہوں اپنے سے پہلی کتاب توریت کی، اور اس لیے کہ حلال کروں تمہارے لیے کچھ وہ چیزیں جو تم پر حرام تھی، اور میں تمہارے پاس تمہارے رب کی طرف سے نشانی لایا ہوں، تو اللہ سے ڈرو اور میرا حکم مانو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Hey viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Azzurrah, we heard a little about, subhanAllah, this story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, now we must understand that there were many scriptures which were sent. Now, one thing, as I mentioned previously, is that there is a prophet and there is a messenger. Every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. A prophet is one who spreads the deen. He is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continues the sharia. But a messenger is one who was given a scripture too. He was given a new sharia, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is a messenger. And from all of the prophets, approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst all of these prophets, 313 of these prophets was also approximately, possibly 313 of these prophets were also messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were given some sort of scripture. They were given some sort of sharia. Sometimes many scriptures given just to one prophet, but there were four books which were given, meaning four complete books, my dear viewers. And the first prophet from amongst these who was given an entire book was Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, who was also given a book. And then there was Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was also given a book. And then there was a last and final messenger. The last and final messenger from all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, adayviyaz wa madani channel. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alihi wa sallam was also given a book. And the book of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think it would be easy, you know, possibly everybody would know which this book is. We should all be familiar with this book, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. I won't say the name, subhanAllah. But this book which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given is the last and final book. It abrogates all of the previous teachings. All of the previous ones, they become redundant. It is now only the last and final book, a book which is complete, and a book which has reached us 1400 years later, but without being changed whatsoever, complete, perfect, as it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And mashallah, today, my dear viewers of Madinah, we have a beautiful Naat Sharif, inshallah, a beautiful Naat Sharif, which is one of my favorites. Let's inshallah listen to it, and if you can, join in along with it. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya
Oh,
سے لے پاک میں ہے بچا بچا نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچا بچا نور کا سب گھرانا نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانا نور کا اے رضا یہ احمد نوری بیضِ نور ہے رضا یہ احمد نوری کا بیضِ نور ہے ہو گئی میری غزل پڑھ کر پسیدہ نور کا صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے پاڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے سارا نور کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بتتا ہے بارہ نور کا اللہ اکبر مدنی ویورز آف مدنی چینل so beautiful, alhamdulillah, that's one beautiful kalam which I really really enjoy, I really love to listen, and it goes beautifully with our program too. Remember, Noor refers to light, speaking about how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam is light, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is light, my dear viewers of Madani channel, and in fact it also connects with the glorious Quran which we have listened to this not very long ago, my dear viewers. The angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he approaches Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this same Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, she says, and is mentioned within the glorious Quran, that he seemed like a man. He was like a man, and previously we've also heard in that same hadith, which is known as Hadith Jibreel, where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes in the form of a man. So we find this within the Quran al-Kareem, we also find it within the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this in many places, which shows us that what an angel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, every angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created from light, my dear viewers of Madani channel. But that light is able to take the form of a man. And similarly, the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, yes, is man, no doubt about it. He was born in this world. He was born from parents who are, well, man and woman, my dear viewers. He is man. He is bashar. There's no doubt of this. And we cannot doubt this, my dear viewers. We have been told within the glorious Quran, but as well as this, he is noor. He is light, my dear viewers. So this entire kalam, mashallah, just praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mentioning, you know, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is noor. Allahu Akbar. If some verses do come to mind, I will mention them, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, today's topic, cleanliness. We've all heard that cleanliness is what? It is half of our iman. It's quite famous, isn't it? That cleanliness is half of our iman, it's half of Islam, it's half of our deen. cleanliness. So much importance has been given to cleanliness. Something which, if we were to go not very far back, my dear viewers, that's within this country, within Europe itself. Europe is considered to be, you know, leading countries of the world, my dear viewers, in many things. But even within these countries, we find that not very long ago, people were not aware of cleanliness. They were not aware of the importance of cleanliness. It would be considered like an allergy to them. Really, it would be considered like an allergy to them. When somebody is allergic to something, for example, if somebody is allergic to nuts, then they would stay away from it. They said, don't even eat that in front of me. And this is how these people would reciprocate towards people who were very, very, they showed those people who stressed the importance of cleanliness. Those people who were very, very clean. Those people who would always wash themselves, who would always shower. There's no such concept of always showering, always washing, always having a bath. No, my dear viewers, not in these countries we did not have this. But alhamdulillah, we are proud to say that alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And being Muslims, our deen teaches us about cleanliness. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us to be clean. Children, not only children. Well, it starts with children, doesn't it? In fact, it starts from, where does it start from? It starts from the start. When a person is born, a baby, when the infant leaves, it's subhanAllah, comes into this world, to keep it simple, my dear viewers of inshallah, for all of our audience, inshallah, when a child is born, then this blood, these remnants, many things which are upon the baby, upon the, yes, the baby, not even child, it's a baby, isn't it? Blood, things which are not pure, things which are not clean. And immediately the first thing which is done, my dear viewers, is that this same child is bathed. This same child is washed. As soon as the baby comes into this world, it is washed, it is bathed. And then the azan is mentioned. But the child is clean, it is washed. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a baby comes into the world, when somebody is born into the world, they are washed. And then when somebody dies, so it's from beginning to the end, as you would say, from the cradle to the grave, sort of. But it's before the cradle, it's before the grave. Allahu Akbar. And when a person dies, what happens? That person again is washed. And then that person is, well, clothed, he's shrouded, you can say. That person is shrouded. And then the salah is prayed. And this salah does not have a azan. This salah, this prayer, the prayer of the funeral prayer. This is a prayer which has no azan. Now for every other prayer, for Fajr, for Dhuhr, for Asr, for Maghrib, for Isha, for each and every single one of these, there is a azan. The azan is called. But for the funeral prayer, there is no azan. When a baby is born, azan is called in the baby's ear, but there is no prayer. So some deduce from this that this is what life is. Life is for just the duration between the call to pray the adhan and the prayer. Now generally, each and every single day, when the call, when the adhan is mentioned, when it is uttered, you know, many of us are able to hear it. Generally, whenever we hear the adhan, then how long subsequent to the adhan does the prayer take place? The jama'ah, the congregation, how long later? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes in some places. Not much longer than this. But this is the difference. Similarly, this is what life is, my dear viewers. This is what life is. The adhan is mentioned, and then when a person dies, the funeral prayer is done, the prayer is done. So it's as if that this same adhan was for this prayer. But the adhan of birth, it's as if was the adhan, the call to a person's funeral prayer, it could possibly be said. Now, my dear viewers of Madrin Channel, from beginning cleanliness, the end cleanliness, when it's left to us, there is not much cleanliness. Now remember, in the beginning, a person is not washing themselves. A baby is not going to be born or start washing its face. No, my dear viewers. When a person dies, the person who is dead is not going to get up and start washing himself. No, he's dead. They both have no control over themselves. The baby is not able to even hold his head straight. And the person who is dead, he's not able to do anything. He's dead. Now, this, both occasions, it's in the hands of somebody else. Somebody else has the responsibility. The parents have the responsibility in the one case. In the second case, possibly the children, the brothers. If the parents are alive, yes, possibly them too, my dear viewers. But that's when it's in somebody else's hand. The majority of our life is when it is in our own hands. Me this morning, when I woke up, yes, alhamdulillah, I did wash my face. Yes, alhamdulillah, I did go and wash my face, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But I did not expect somebody else to wash my face for me. Maybe if a person is very ill, if they are in a difficult situation, that's another problem. But generally, I'm speaking, I did not ask somebody else to wash my face for me. Alhamdulillah, I wash my own face, and I wash my own face every single morning. And not only every single morning, being Muslim. So today, this morning, if, alhamdulillah, I wake up in the morning normally, and it is a time for Fajr Salah. But first, what will you do? What must you do first? First, you must perform your ablution. You must first perform your ablution, which entails what? Washing their hands, or those who are kids can join along. Everybody can join along with us. Because it's not necessary that always the adults are aware as to how ablution is performed. So first, what do you do? Generally, first you'll wash your hands, and then you'll rinse your mouth. Now, rinsing your mouth, along with rinsing of the mouth, my dear viewers, comes the cleaning of the teeth. So this could be done with either one of your fingers, possibly. But generally, how do we clean our teeth? From the sunnah, we learn about the miswak. So 1400 years ago, the Prophet ﷺ had taught us to brush our teeth too. So now ask yourself, did you brush your teeth this morning? If we didn't, it's something which is, alhamdulillah, it is from our deen, using the miswak, which is a branch from a particular tree. And there are some particular miswaks, my dear viewers, which they do kind of, you can say, have their own toothpaste to them too. They do have a paste that when you are going to scrub your teeth, it does bring about some sort of paste too. Really, there are some particular miswaks, and it's even said that there's a difference between a miswak and a toothbrush. So yes, we use toothbrushes, we should also use the miswak. And there is much more benefit in using the miswak than in using the toothbrush. The toothbrush, yes, it cleans, but it does also possibly cause some harm to our gums. But the miswak, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it cleans, it possibly cleans better, some could argue. That it could possibly clean even better. But as well as cleaning, it is very healthy for our gums. And on top of all of this, my dear viewers, there are psychological benefits too. It said that some people who have been suffering from any sort of psychological illness, if they were to use the miswak, then this aids them. Then this helps them recover psychologically too. Allahu Akbar, so many benefits in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you wash the hands, and then you will rinse your mouth, my dear viewers, in ablution. What else do you do? Let's first go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall return to this. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we will listen a fascinating account of a Sahabi Rasul radiallahu ta'ala an, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Usayb radiallahu ta'ala an says that one night Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came out of his house and called me. I went in the blessed court of my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, asked me, let's go. We passed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. He was also asked to join. We then passed by the leader of Muslims, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an. He, radiallahu ta'ala an, joined us too. We kept walking until we entered in the garden of one Ansari. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the owner of that garden to serve with half-ripe dates. The Ansari companion radiallahu an presented a bunch of dates. My beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and companions alayhim ridwan ate them together. Subhanallah. How fortunate were those sahaba ikram who had the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked for water, drank it, and then said, on the day of judgment, you will surely be questioned about the blessings of the day. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Usayb radiallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and smashed a bunch of dates on the ground and dates dispersed in front of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will we be asked about this too on the day of judgment? It was replied, yes, except three. Piece of bread which removes hunger, that cloth which covers sitr of the body, and that house which protects from hot and cold weather. Other than these three, one will be questioned about each and every blessing. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we've got so many blessings other than these three mentioned. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has showered many blessings upon us. Alhamdulillah, myself, yourself, and there are many in the world. They are really fortunate enough in many, many, many ways. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has showered His blessings upon us. We need to value them. We should respect and appreciate the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we waste a lot of water, which is a great blessing of Allah. When we are doing wudu, when we are washing our car, or maybe we are washing plates, we waste a lot of water. It's a great blessing of Allah. If you want to know the value of this, you should ask those areas where the people don't have clean water to drink. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to know the value of this water, which we do not appreciate, ask its value from those areas where animals and human beings drink water from the same pond. Allahu Akbar. Today we waste a lot of food. When we are eating at home, half plate is eaten and the rest is there. If you want to know the value of this food, then ask those areas where people they eat leftover. They don't have food to eat. They even eat once a day or twice a day. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us food, we should appreciate the blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear respected viewers, today Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us health. We need to appreciate this. We can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can walk. All body parts are all fine. If you really want to know the blessings, and you really want to appreciate the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you want to know its qadr and value, then go to hospital, then you will know how fortunate we are, alhamdulillah. So this is the message, because on the day of judgment, each and everything will be questioned. We have to give answer to that. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq to appreciate the blessings and favors which are upon me and to all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala. And I'm Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of Madan Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. And subhanAllah, I didn't expect to be speaking about ablution, about wudu. But yes, it is an obligation, isn't it? So it's something which is very important. And we shall continue with the wudu, inshallah. MashaAllah, the other day, we had one, mashaAllah, youngster, a young lad who really, mashaAllah, he brought me a happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep him happy too. MashaAllah, azza wa jalla. He taught us the four fara'id, the four obligations of wudu, of ablution, my dear viewers. And mashallah, the way he did it was brilliant. Mashallah, mashallah. May Allah ta'ala again keep him forever happy. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Now, coming back to the ablution. So you wash the hands, my dear viewers. And then rinsing the mouth. And if possible, use the miswak. This can be purchased from our Dawat Islami stores. So there are, mashallah, stores of Dawat Islami all over the country, all over the world. But alhamdulillah, within the United Kingdom, it is not very difficult to access. In some places, it may be more difficult. For those who do require more information from their countries, so wherever your country may be, or wherever you're from all around the world, inshallah, please do get in contact with us if you do require more information about our marakis of Dawat Islami, mashallah. There are many masajid, there are many institutes all over the world. So inshallah, you can go and also visit those. So for those youngsters that are not aware as to how to perform the ablution, maybe they can hear now. So first you will wash your hands, and then you shall rinse your mouth. Then you shall place water in your mouth. Try to gargle if you're not fasting, etc. Then, you know, try to give it a good wash, inshallah. And these things, everything should be done thrice, should be done three times. And then, my dear viewers, washing the nose. Whoever washes the nose, who washes the nose? Nobody. People will never wash the nose. But subhanAllah, even until this day, I think, my dear viewers, that we do not find people washing the nose. I'm talking about average people. I'm not speaking about wudu and ablution. I'm talking about generally. We do not find people washing the nose. Rarely do we, but alhamdulillah, our deen tells us, even wash the nose if you can. Wash the nose to clean the inside of the nose. And there are many other things when it comes to cleanliness, which I shall touch upon too. But then we wash the nose, my dear viewers, and we wash our faces. Remember that the face is an obligation, so we must wash the face entirely. The entire face, my dear viewers, must be washed properly. So wash our face is something we possibly do every single day. Wash our faces. The question is, do we wash them properly? This is what we need to think about. We must wash our faces properly, my dear viewers. All the way up until the sides, the end of the face, where you can see your ears begin. Make sure you wash all of this properly. So subsequent to washing the face, we then, what do we do? I'm just thinking, what do you do? After you wash the face, subhanAllah, you move to the arms. And we wash our arms up until the elbows. And we include our elbows too. Yes, it's not just washing the arms up to here. This is what we'll do. Or let's just say I was to be pulling up my, for example, I'm wearing a jubba, whatever it may be, the sleeve. If you were to be pulling up your sleeve and you were to be washing and your sleeve's like that, then you're not really going to be able to perform ablution, are we, my dear viewers? No, the sleeve must go up as high as it can. And if it cannot go high enough, you must take it off. Why? Because you must reach your elbow, past your elbow, inshallah. But make sure your elbow is completely washed too. So the entire arm, remember, up until and including the elbow, it all must be washed. This both arms, not only one arm. Subsequent to that, what do? Say it out. Those kids who are listening, say it out. Once you've washed the arms, what do you wash after that? Well, you don't really wash something after that. You wipe something. Yes, what is it? Many would have given the correct answer. Yes, our head. You must wipe our head, my dear viewers of the channel. Try to wipe the back of your neck too. Remember, wipe the back of your neck too. It said that those people who are suffering from depression, if they are to wipe, don't go all the way around, no. Don't come and just wipe just the back of the neck. That those people who wipe the back of the neck, it's good for depression too. So if somebody is suffering from depression, then they must be reading the prayers. If they're not, it's a problem. This is one of the reasons. What is one of the main reasons why people do come into depression? And one of the most important factors which does lead to depression is, for example, social media and things, my dear viewers. This is, yes, this plays a huge role, that we are always seeing other people so happy. We think they're so happy and their lives are perfect, and it is only us who are in a difficult situation. No, everybody has problems. We're all humans. We all have our you know, times when we are happy and times when we are sad. But whatever the situation, and another main factor you can say, which is even more important, is lack of knowledge of deen and acting upon the deen. If you do not read your prayers, if you are not turning towards God, what do you have in life? What do you have in life to look forward to? We don't have things. There is nothing then. If there's, you know, if we do not turn towards God, what do we have in life? There's nothing. What's the purpose of life? Nothing, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us what the purpose of life is, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mentally a person will be stable if he reads his prayers, if he understands the deen. So as we said, please do wipe your head. And for the head, you don't need to wash it, you just need to wipe it. So if your hands are wet, you've not used your hands, then just wipe your head. This is all that's necessary for the head, my dear viewers. You don't need to take, you know, water and start putting your head. You don't need to do that. And then lastly is the feet. Okay, so the feet up until the, I won't say the elbows, the feet up until the ankles. Allahu Akbar. I think, you know, many kids make this mistake. Well, maybe they don't now, but I remember when we were kids, this is what used to happen. But the ankles, which is the bone just above the feet, or which shows the ending of the foot. So make sure between your toes, everything is washed properly. Make sure you wash it properly. Now, nowadays, what happens is we do not have a particular area for wudu, for ablution in our homes. So what do we have to do? We have to lift our feet into the sink. And when we're lifting our feet into the sink, we could hardly bend our legs. There's no flexibility. You know, we could hardly raise our leg, and we'll quickly put a bit of water in and take our foot out. Especially for youngsters, it makes it more difficult. If a person's tall, if a person's big, then it's not as difficult for him to lift his foot and place it in the sink. It's not as difficult. But for youngsters, especially, they have to lift it all the way up there. And how are they going? They can't even reach their foot. And they can't even reach their foot. How are they going to wash it properly? But please do be careful in these regards. Remember, if ablution is not done correctly, then our namaz, how can our namaz be done? If our ablution is not done, then how can we have our namaz, my dear viewers of the channel? No. Ablution is a prerequisite, is a condition. It's necessary to have ablution first. Only then can you have prayer. And in fact, this also brings to mind the ghusl. First, let's move to our daily hadith sharif, and then inshallah we shall continue on this topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
What are you saying, brothers and viewers of Madani channel? Indeed, crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is a great privilege. In fact, crying in divine fear is a sunnah. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that when the following ayah of the Holy Quran was revealed in Surah An-Najm, that so are you amazed at this fact and you laugh and do not cry. When this ayah was revealed, then the blessed companions of Suffah radiyallahu anhum, they wept so much that their cheeks became wet with tears. Seeing them weep, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also began to weep. Seeing the tears running down the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram began to weep even more bitterly. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that the person who has wept in the fear of Allah ta'ala will not enter hell. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that if tears well up in the eyes of a Muslim, even though equal to the head of a fly, and those tears that reach the apparent part of his body, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him haram for hell. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to cry in his fear. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today we were speaking about cleanliness. We have spoken a little in regards to ablution, my dear viewers. Ablution is something which everybody should know. Everybody should know. And everybody should do. And it shouldn't be something you forget. Which things do you forget? The things we forget, my dear viewers, are those things which we do not regularly act upon. How can a person, if he is praying his five daily salah, he's praying salah five times a day, for this, he needs to perform his ablution. So he's performing ablution 2 to 3 times minimum. No, sometimes 4, depending on the space between the prayers. But minimum 2 to 3 times a day, my dear viewers, he's performing his ablution. How can a person who performs his ablution 3 times a day ever forget how to perform ablution? Think about it. If he's doing it 3 times a day, and this is for the rest of his life, there's no days off. There's no holidays in between. There's no taking a break in between. You know, you may have career breaks, or when you're returning back to your job, then you do require training. There are weekends which we have also. A Monday morning is considered a lazy morning for students, etc. There are holidays. We have the summer holidays. There's a winter break. So when you come back to school, you know, when you're going back to work, maybe you're a bit uncomfortable with some things. You've taken such a long time off. You've taken your holidays. But for Salah, there's no weekend break. For Salah, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there's no holiday. I'm going on a holiday. I won't need to pray my Salah. For Salah, there's none of this, my dear viewers. There's no breaks. Salah is something you perform each and every single day. It's necessary for us to perform each and every single day, 5 times prayers. So how can a person who, every single day, without making a break, without any break, perform his ablution, how can he ever forget how to perform ablution? A person who reads his Salah, within the Salah is the Sana, the Subhanakallahumma, and etc. Within the Salah is the Surah Al-Fatiha. Within the Salah, minimum is Surah Ikhlas. How can a person ever forget these? If a person forgets these, it means he's not been reading his prayers. But if he was a Muslim, being Muslims, we must read our prayers. So how can we forget how to do wuzu correctly? Wuzu is what we call it. Actual word is wudu, or ablution, we may say. How can a person forget how to perform that ablution? If we are, it means it's a big problem. It means we are not reading our prayers regularly. We do not read the Quran. And remember, even for the Quran, to open the Quran. And this shows how much Islam emphasizes cleanliness. Let's take a look at worships. Let's take a look at if you worship. The first which comes to mind is the Salah. We must do it 5 times a day. Now, can you pray Salah without purity, without being in the state of cleanliness? No, we can't. Because you must perform ablution. Ghusl is a necessary. But to perform Salah, you must have ablution. Let's think of another worship, the Quran. In order for you to open the glorious Quran and read the glorious Quran, you must have ablution.
Ghusl too, inshallah, for many things, which we shall come to. For everything you require ablution, obviously you require ghusl. For those who are not aware of what ghusl is, inshallah, I shall speak a little about this. But again, to recite the glorious Quran. Now, if a person is reciting it from his head, you can say, from memory, then in this case, ablution is not necessary. He doesn't need to make ablution. But he still must be free from any major impurity, my dear viewers. But again, for reciting the Quran, a person needs to be clean. A person needs to be clean. What's another form of worship? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to do this very soon. Very soon. This has been some time, my dear viewers, since many of us would have visited the blessed Haramain al-Sharifain, the blessed cities of Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah, Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, to go and perform the Umrah. To go and perform the Umrah. Firstly, even to enter a masjid, you're not allowed to enter a masjid unless you are in the state of purity, my dear viewers. You have performed your ghusl. Ghusl is like a shower. Might as well mention, since we are coming to ghusl so many times. Ghusl, you could say like a shower, where from some things, for example, having a nocturnal emission, if a person was to cohabit with his spouse, etc., there are some things which require ghusl. They require ghusl, my dear viewers. What is ghusl? Make sure every single part of your body has been washed, as well as your mouth and nose. This is what ghusl is. This is even before ablution. If a person does ghusl, automatically his ablution is done too. But a person must always be in the state of ghusl. This is something which is a separate matter. You always must be in the state of ghusl. If you're not, you cannot recite the Quran by memory. If you are not, you cannot enter a masjid. So even entering a masjid requires ghusl. And then if you were to be blessed, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to go to these blessed lands, to perform Umrah, to perform Hajj. And my dear viewers, when you go, again, for Hajj, we require ablution. For Umrah, again, Tawaf, we require ablution, don't we? The prayers, again, we require cleanliness. We require cleanliness. Although we are traveling in what, two pieces of cloth, which is not the ihram. Ihram is a state, so it's called the ihram, generally you can say. But again, wherever, whatever we are doing in our deen, nearly everything, I'm just thinking, what doesn't require ablution? What doesn't require ghusl? No, a person must always be in a state of ghusl. Remember this. He must always be in a state of cleanliness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he sees that one person, his head is, oh, I would take my Muhammad Sharif and just make my hair all messy, but Allahu Akbar. But some people, yes, their hair is all messy. They, you know, it is messy from everywhere, my dear viewers of the channel. They do not comb their hair. If they have long hair, I have long hair. So I must comb my hair. If you've got no hair, then there's nothing to comb. But your hair must be neat. Your clothes, your imamah sharif. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It must be neat. It must be clean. Our clothes, they should be clean. One person, his clothes were completely messed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, does he not have something to clean his clothes by? This, and another person, his hair was all disheveled. The Prophet ﷺ said about him that, does he not have anything to brush, to comb his hair? But if he was, we must be clean, being Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ was the cleanest of the clean. He was the purest of the pure. He was completely pure. The Prophet ﷺ is an example for us. 1400 years ago, nobody thought about performing ghusl. Nobody thought of showers. There's no such thing as showers. There's no such thing as bath and bathing every day. Nowadays, we may have a bath, shower, you know, every single day, possibly. We may miss a day, but rarely do we go 2 days without having a shower or a bath. This is, nowadays, it's become rare because maybe due to exercise, we'll have a shower. But now we are having it regularly. In them days, nobody would think about having a bath or a shower. People were afraid even. Yes, there were superstitions in regards to bathing. And sometimes, you know, there were some countries who were very, very keen on the cleanliness. There are some countries. So sometimes when one person would come to a country, for example, they were to come to England from a country from the East, I won't mention any name. If they were to come here, and these people would be shocked and amazed. They'd think, you're asking for water. Why do you want water for? They said, to have a bath. Why do you want to have a bath? And they think this person is strange. This person is an alien. Well, that's what an alien is. Somebody who's strange. But many viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, cleanliness. We must be clean. We must be clean. All the time we must be clean. Whatever, we must clean our faces. If we must comb our beards for those that have beards. Our clothes should be clean. We should brush our teeth in the morning. We should wash our face. Many kids, they come straight in the morning, they'll come down, they'll put the TV on. They've not changed their clothes, they've not washed their faces, they've not brushed their teeth, they're not even bothered about breakfast, they're just into the TV. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you do love to watch TV so much, yes, watch Madani Channel, but also for those kids, we have something else, somebody else. Who is this person? This person is known as Ghulami Rasul. Let's take a look at him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
Niece Fatima, slowly.
Why are you in a hurry?
People in the house can get worried because of this.
Stop, Kaniz Fatima!
Our Islam teaches us
the manners of entering the house.
Manners of entering the house?
Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal.
Our beautiful religion teaches us manners for everything.
So listen, before entering home, recite this dua after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا. After that, enter the house with the right foot first. Then say salam to the family members and enter the house. And if there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, Kaniz Fatima, will you remember these things?
Why not, Brother Ghulam Rasul? First of all, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then enter with the right foot.
Then say salam. If there's no one at home, then say
Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh wow, spinach! I just love spinach. But Brother Ghulam Rasul told me that we have to wash our hands and mouth before eating.
Mashallah! But Kaniz Fatima, you have to change your clothes. Take your shoes off, put them on the shoe rack, wash your hands and face, and then eat. Otherwise, the school uniform can get dirty if you don't change it.
Okay, Brother Ghulam Rasul, I'll be right back.
Dear children, today we learnt that we should end home with Bismillah and the right foot, and also say Salam. You too, make this your habit. And another reward.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, some beautiful characters right there. Also, MashaAllah, dubbing done beautifully by those children who have done it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And there would be a lot of memories for some people and, you know, a reminder for others. For those who are kids, for those who are going to school, you must change your clothes when you come home from school. Otherwise, your school uniform is going to get dirty. And for kids nowadays, they think, oh, we hear this so much and all. Ghulam Rasul is telling us the same thing. Yes, you should do so. And for the elders, maybe those who went to school, it would be reminders. We think back in those days when we didn't want to just change our clothes coming back from school. So my dear viewers, there is so much. There is so much to be learnt. But sadly, they are not the people to learn it. We are not motivated to go out and seek knowledge. This is something we should be doing. We should be learning about our deen. People speak about cleanliness. Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us about cleanliness. Nowadays they're saying, wash your hands regularly. Wash your hands regularly. Alhamdulillah, our deen has already taught us 5 times a day. Perform your ablution. And what? Wash your hands 3 times. Wash them thoroughly. How should the hands be washed? Alhamdulillah, everything, the solution to everything, we can be found within Islam, can be found from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it is down to us, isn't it? For us to learn about the religion, for us to learn about the deen, and it is also a duty of the parents, of teachers. Remember, whenever you sit kids down and you tell them the stories of Islam, you tell them the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I promise you they will sit down, they will listen to it, they will enjoy it. Kids enjoy it. Whenever I sit down with kids, if I was to speak about, let's just say the seerah of Hazrat Musa alayhi wasallam, yesterday I experienced this. The kids were just watching, they wanted to know more and more. Normally they're waiting for the class to finish. This is generally what happens. But we find that when we sit down with our kids, with our nephews, with our nieces, with our own children if we have them, and we are to teach them about the deen in a good manner, teach them about the Quran, about the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will sit and listen. They will sit and listen. But if we always leave them to be on the TV, to not disturb us, so we can do whatever we wish to do, they do whatever they wish to do, then they will do whatever they wish to do. They will not listen to you too. This is what we must remember. That we must teach them manners, we must teach them about our deen, we must teach them about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we must love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody, more than anything else. These are the teachings, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, that's all for now, my dear viewers of the inshallah. Continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.